This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy Sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy Sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Joe Bell.
Wasn't me.
No, wasn't discussed in my presence. From Switchboard is here. There's a few issues we want to talk about. It's Macca and Neil Mitchell. Joe, go for it.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here. I want to tell you about this project we're working on at the moment called Holding Hands on a Tram. And it's part of the Seniors Week, Victorian Seniors Week, and it's remembering the two women in 1976 who were arrested for obscene behaviour, for holding hands on a tram, which seems sort of, you know, it's good to think about all these things, I guess, as the plebiscite is happening and the journey that we've all been on. But we want to kind of sort of go back a bit and remember what it was like under criminalisation. And we're looking at these two women. And actually, in the 2016 apology that Daniel Andrews gave to all Victorians, he mentioned these two women. And we are definitely looking for these two women as part of the project. And but we want to remember them, regardless of whether we can find them. We want to remember the history of lesbians within the criminalisation campaign, because it's something that's lesser known, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's always gay men that are assumed, but yeah. It wasn't. I mean, just as many girls were arrested at Mardi Gras as men.
That's absolutely
right.
We've
got names on the women?
We don't, and I'm actually working with the parts of the Victorian Police at the moment to sort of, I guess, track down the people, but I guess we want to also hold their confidence and anonymity if they wish.
Hold their hands. Walk down the street holding their hands.
But we are looking for them, and I guess it's great to be on today and sort of talk about people who might remember that time, and we'd love to hear more about the details and not lose that history completely. But we'll be remembering it as part of Seniors Week on Wednesday the 11th of October this year.
Their names would have to be in the police file somewhere, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's correct. But to release people's names, it's complicated. We don't know what's happening with these people.
Well, if they're listening, or someone who knows them is listening, get in touch with us. We'll respect your privacy. We'd like to know how you've gone since then and have a chat about it. So you've got a campaign as part of Seniors Week?
Yeah, that's right. Because I guess if you think about those two women now, they'd be seniors, having been arrested in 1976. So that's and it's really great. You know, we're working with the City of Port Phillip on that, and we'll be ending up at the St Kilda Town Hall, where we'll be having sort of an afternoon tea. We're going to actually jump a tram as well as part of it. We're going to get on the tram 16, and we've got a lot of older lesbians who are going to join us on the day. So that's and we want to, as much as we want to remember this I guess horrendous event and this time, we also want to celebrate the women who lived through that time.
Yeah. Now, we spoke earlier with Drummond Street about the issues of dealing with LGBTI family violence and the services that they're offering, and some of the disconnected nature of some of parts of our community and all the different components of it. And, you know, Switchboard, obviously and gratefully, was mentioned as one of the places that people should call. And I know you mentioned to me earlier in the week that you've seen an uptick in calls around, we won't call it the plebiscite, because around the survey.
The opinion
survey. So what sort of things are people saying? Is there a common theme?
On the phone?
Yeah.
Look, I think people are calling us for a range of reasons, but I think what we're seeing is this is the straw. You know, this is the final straw for a lot of people, is they feel they're already under attack, they're already considering the challenges of coming out, they're already feeling discrimination, and then they're feeling like this overt discrimination from the government. It's definitely the last straw. So what we're seeing is the severity of the calls is heightened at the moment. And people may not be naming the Prime Minister's name or talking about the vote, but the calls are going up, and it's an unusual spike, so we have to attribute that to what's going on politically.
Interested they focus on the government. I think the whole lot of them are culpable, actually. I think the whole Parliament stands condemned in the way they've handled this, but it is particularly focusing on the government, is it?
Yeah, look, I think I have to be very careful about commenting politically about who's at fault here, but what we're definitely seeing is our community is being attacked publicly, and we can see that people who are very vulnerable, and particularly probably same-sex families, are going to receive through the letterbox, leaflets that say things like, this is the next stolen generation, we don't have a right to have children, Lyle Sheldon talked about this is the fight of our lives. And what they're fighting for is for the what they see as fighting for the future generations, and that part of that fight is to demonise our rainbow families.
So what do we do? How do we enforce some decency? Is it possible?
I don't think that's our role at Switchboard.
I think more of a sort of media role.
I think as a community, as in a community radio station, we already had some pretty deep discussion about this. Reality is people. We all have a different view on whether the survey's a good idea or not. Some people. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure you're registered to vote.
Absolutely.
And vote, because every yes vote that is not cast is worth two no votes.
Yeah.
It means that no vote is doubled in value. So we have to register and we have to vote.
Macca, this worries me. We've got spiking calls already.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
It is.
That's inevitable. And I'm quite serious. I've got a reasonably large audience and a probably a good cross-section of the audience. I think the majority of them support a yes vote, but who knows? There are good people on both sides. There are some decent people who still oppose it. How do we... What do I do? What does the general, your mates of the Herald Sun, what do we all do
decency.
To try and enforce some decency on the
decency.
Debate?
Decency. Don't give airtime to ratbags, right?
And Tony Abbott?
Yep. Well, yeah, don't give him airtime. The Herald Sun, News Corp, don't forget, News Corp have a long history of demonising our community, right? Just for once, guys, shut up, right? Let the people have a say. But, as broadcasters and as media, we have an obligation to treat this issue decently, but to not give airtime, and I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable with that, but don't give airtime or print or a platform to hatred on either side, because our communities are at risk. There are a lot of people there that are in a really difficult place, and frankly 98% of the politicians in Canberra couldn't give a toss. For them, it's a political issue. This is about our lives. So decency, Neil, is what we have to talk about, and encourage people to register. Look, if it's a good turnout and the result is no, I will accept that. If the result is yes, of course, I will celebrate that. But we need a good turnout. I think the last of these was 47% turnout, I think, for the referendum. It's not... we need, 80 to 85% of Australians need to vote.
Sorry to be political again, but there's a very difficult line there too. And I did ask the Prime Minister yesterday on air, what is an acceptable turnout in terms of influencing the decision? And what is the percentage you want? So if you get a 50% turnout and it's 24, 26 or something, is that enough? Didn't really answer it. I think he's looking for those figures, but he doesn't know what they
are. Well, the reality is, and I'm sorry,
Simple majority.
Simple majority, but... if he cared about this issue and he was a man of principle, and other politicians on the other side were people of principle, they wouldn't have allowed us to get to this position.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
But anyway.
If I could add something
please,
what we can do during this time, and I think that's about reaching out to each other.
Yes.
I think that... I know that I work for Switchboard, I work for, an LGBTI organisation, and I feel very affected about what's going on. I feel like people are making judgments and attacking my family. And I feel like, if I feel like that, I can only imagine what people feel like in regional and remote Australia. And, you know, in Victoria, we have a state government who supports us openly, where, you know, you look across the country and that's not the case. So I think I really call on our straight allies and all of our queer community to reach out to each other and have that conversation about, I'm behind you, I support you, and make that effort. And I know that people do feel quite heartened by things, by people changing their profile picture, making a statement. People are moved by their workplaces coming out and saying some kind of thing about respecting diversity, all the little things we can do to hold ourselves together and not actually re-traumatise a community that is, going back to what I was sort of talking about before, about people who've lived through criminalisation, not re-traumatising a community for the sake of a survey. Like, I think that is, it's not good enough. And at Switchboard, you know, we provide a phone and telephone counselling service and a phone and web counselling service. And I really encourage you, if you're struggling at this time or you know someone is, you put our phone number in their hands.
Yes.
And our phone number is available nationally, and it's 1-800-184-527. And, you know, no one needs to be alone at this time.
Well, that's a great message. Got an SMS here, Neil, from a Liberal friend of mine. He says...
You got a Liberal friend?
Oh, I've got a few. We still need to break down barriers, and Neil can be incredibly helpful in this with his reach and his common sense on topics. Was that sent by your wife?
Okay.
No, probably wouldn't have been.
But you can't do much. I don't think we can do much more.
No.
That's what frightens me. I mean, certainly, I think most parts of the media are doing as much as they can to make it decent, to make it sensible, to filter out the hate on both sides, as you say, but we're still getting a response such as Joe's describing.
And that, it does concern me, and again, 1-800-184-527, that's for Switchboard.
And so we open the line at 3 p.m. today. Yeah. Just
It's there for everyone, but on this issue, please, if you're concerned, if you're upset, if you're distressed, ring the number, have a chat. It's there, they do fantastic work, and they've been doing it for a number of years, and they're going to continue doing it. Joe Bell, thank you for your time.
I love the tram idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, if you want to follow up more on that, the website for that is called Alice's Garage. One word, alicesgarage.net. And you'll find information, go to projects and look up tram. And I mean, that's a little bit of an uplifting thing, I think, that people could be involved in at this time. It feels a bit down in the dumps. I think you could sort of get together with people, jump on the tram with us.
It's wonderful. Joe Bell from Switchboard, thank you so much. Thanks for your work. Thanks for your time. Stick at it.
Yep. Thank you. Always happy to be here.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.